Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi, Sarah Mack here from withsarahmack.com, and today I want to talk about why the recession is irrelevant to your business. So if you are in my audience, if you are a client and you're following my stuff, you have a vision that's aligned with the work that I do, the recession, I promise you, is irrelevant to your business. And here's why. So I would love for you to tell me, how many clients would you love to sign into your offer or into your, you know, combination of various offers that you might have available for clients this month in order to hit your desired income goal? Write down that number. Like, how many people is it? Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 40? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? Is it 2,000? Wherever you are on that scale, and I'm sure it's at the lower end, there are enough people for you to continue to thrive in your business who are able and willing and ready and happy to pay you the prices that you're charging to do the invaluable life-changing work that you offer. So if you have been getting caught up in some of the conversations that are happening around recession, what it means, you know, obviously that triggers a lot of scarcity conversations around availability of money, availability of opportunity, availability of spending capital, willingness to take risk, willingness to invest. You know, a lot of these conversations that we're constantly navigating as we are, you know, improving our like process in selling and enrolling clients, building consistency, and, you know, delivering our services to the people who can benefit from them. And has that process has the tendency to trigger all of our current limiting belief systems, all of those sneaky inherited stories around scarcity, around not being good enough, around like somehow taking away from people when we take money from them, around feeling guilty for charging lots of money, or for raising our prices or allowing ourselves to receive abundantly, to be supported adequately, and in really great, feel good, supportive, abundant ways for the work that we choose to do in our businesses. There's a lot of mindset stuff that comes up around that. So anytime that there's these big cultural stories that it's so easy to buy into because, you know, people love to talk about it on the news, people love to talk about it on social media, it's very easy to get caught up in these stories. But here's the truth. No matter whether there's a recession, no matter whether we're in good times or quote unquote hard times, there are always going to be people who have money and who are ready to create resources, to create opportunities for their own self-growth, to be able to meet their desires. There are always going to be those people, and there are always going to be those people who don't want to, don't have the resources, are unwilling to create the resources or take quote unquote risks, which I don't really believe are such a thing when we're following our desires and our self-evolution. There's always going to be those two people in the world, no matter what. And so really recognizing that the actual number of people required for you to financially thrive in your business and continue to do your work, continue to make an impact, is so freaking small. Out of the global population, out of all of the people all over the world who could potentially be an amazing fit for your work and for your offers, it's such a small number of people that if you're not reaching those people, number one, it's probably a mindset story that's in the way. it doesn't, there's a belief that it's not easy or that it's hard, or there's simply an extra level of commitment and vigor, conviction, follow through, and skill that is going to close the gap between you and your goal. And that's the thing that you always have control over. You always have power over your ability to increase your skill, your ability to increase your follow through, your ability to increase your commitment. And I promise you that when we keep moving towards what we focus on, we inevitably create it. And even in those moments where it feels like it's taking fucking forever, and all of those stories are coming to the surface, and our mind is like, see, I told you that the recession means no one's gonna buy your offer. I told you that you shouldn't have raised your prices. I told you this, I told you that. All of those fear stories that have kept you in not having your result in every moment in the past up until the moment you decide to make that change. Those are the moments where continuing to focus on the stories, the belief systems that lead to the actions and the follow through, and that, you know, really practicing allowing that period to be a pleasurable experience. Like, we can give ourselves a hard time, we can torture ourselves, we can buy into the stories and the emotions and the fears that get triggered in that gap between having the desire, taking action on the desire, and then actually receiving the result. How you navigate that period is how well you succeed as an entrepreneur. We'll get back to the episode in a moment, but first I want to tell you how I went from wondering if anyone would ever pay me thousands of dollars for my support with mindset coaching to consistently signing dream clients, paying me prices like 3K, 10K, 15K, and more. Learning how to tell my story online is what has made the biggest difference and has led me to making six figures, working with clients I adore, while traveling to 18 different countries, writing a book, and recording songs for an album. Freedom Club is my year-long mastermind where I teach you how to do it too. By mastering six-figure storytelling and a simple content strategy, I went from hearing no at the end of every sales call to signing five-figure dream clients in my DMs with ease. And from a $0 launch to consistently signing soulmate clients every month organically through social media. I went from undercharging, overworking, and overthinking my prices to receiving $1,000 to five figures for my coaching programs and creating so much freedom to rest, play, create, and adventure in my dream life and business. Freedom Club is now open for enrollment. It's high touch daily support for you and your business, with a one-on-one kickoff call to get crystal clear on exactly how to attract the perfect fit clients into your high ticket offer through your storytelling. You also get daily access to tailored support in our group Voxer Chat, where you'll feel supported, seen, and inspired by our intimate community of heart-centered creative entrepreneurs. Plus, twice each month, you'll have hot seat coaching with me in our group coaching calls to dive deep into content edits, mindset shifts, energy management habits, launch strategy, or any back-end business support you need. And you'll have VIP access to my extensive training vault on everything you need to run a six-figure coaching business, from content and social media strategy to money mindset, sales trainings, and lean team building, plus free access to any live programs or masterclasses I run throughout the year. This is the long-term foundational support to take your dream coaching business to six figures. Now you know you're ready to help more people with your incredible work by focusing on high-ticket sales. You can apply today at withsarahmack.com/freedomclub. And the more compassion, the more skill, the more self-leadership, the more self-coaching, the more mindset work, the more elevated our mindset, the more consistent and committed our follow through in those gaps will considerably close the gap between you signing the clients, having the launch results, creating the impact, receiving the money, welcoming all of the incredible clients into your world that are out there and that want to buy from you and that are so grateful for the opportunity to pay you and work with you and receive your work and receive the life-changing transformation that's on the other side of their being able to do that. So don't be selfish. Don't buy into the scarcity stories. You know, look at times like this as opportunity for you to show leadership and to prove that the work that you're meant to do is possible now. And the results that you desire to create to support your life and your desires and your dreams, it's all possible now. And even in the face of seeming adversity, of seeming all the reasons why it shouldn't work out now, you get to be the one that proves everything gets to go differently. You get to be the person who creates a story of hope. You get to be the person who doesn't hold back from being able to deliver your work to the people that you're meant to be working with right now, because you chose not to buy into the stories of scarcity. Whatever we focus on, we create. What we continue to focus on, we will continue to move towards and collapse time around creating. And, you know, this is what I learned through really building my business on a foundation of money mindset. This is why I made money. You know, I still made six figures in 2020. I still was signing clients. I was still having successful launches. I could have made that time period fill my head with stories around why I couldn't continue to succeed, or why people didn't want to invest, or why people didn't have money, or why, you know, the clients were going to dry up. But I didn't. And I stuck to focusing on my goals, focusing on my desires, focusing on my truth, how I'm here to serve, how I desire to impact people and welcome clients into my business. And that's what I have been able to continue to create, no matter the changing circumstances, no matter changing health, no matter changing life situations, global pandemics, recessions. Like, we get to create consistency, and we get to continue to create what it is that we desire when we recognize that life will always present us with seeming adversity. Life will always present us with a long, long list of possible reasons why this shouldn't work out for us right now. And in every single moment, we get to choose the story of why this gets to work out for us. So it's not going to take that many clients for you to hit your business goals. And unless your income is dependent on like hundreds of thousands of people repeatedly buying from you, you don't need to worry about a recession. You know, unless it's like a very specific thing that you do that has a very specific target market that has been affected in a very specific way by the recession. And in which case, you have the power to pivot. You have the power to serve your people in a new way and to continue to create opportunities for being of service, for supporting growth and transformation in the people that you're here to serve. So there will always be people with no money. There will always be people with money. Who are you focusing on? Are you focusing on all of the messages of people who are like, I can't afford it, I'm scared to take the investment, we're going through a recession, blah, 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 blah? Are you going to allow those stories to halt your action, to halt your commitment, to allow you to hold back from following through, from really persisting with bringing your work to the people who are ready for it now? You have to keep believing in those people. You have to keep showing up for those people. And, you know, this is about, are you buying into a scarcity narrative, or are you buying into an abundance mindset? When we choose to reside in an abundance mindset, we know that whatever we desire is possible now. That all of our needs, desires, and requirements, all of the ways in which we desire to receive, all of the ways in which we desire to serve, are available to us now in every single moment. And when we live in that mindset, we see the opportunities and we take action in a different way that produces a different result than when we're sitting in a story of scarcity, which is like literally putting the blinkers on and being like, I don't see a way. I'm stuck. There's no way that I can serve people, that I can make money and make my dreams come true right now because the recession. Which story are you choosing? Which one are you allowing to take up space in your brain? Which one is becoming the GPS that is producing the actions, that is producing a result? So watch it. And if you need to mute people who are talking about the recession, if you need to shut people down when they start talking about the recession, if you feel like you don't have the internal strength to resist that and to not let those stories wheedle in and influence the way that you're taking action, then by all means do that. Whatever it takes for you to bring your work to the people who are ready for it now. And here's, you know, the other foundational principle on which I've built my business that's allowed me to pivot, change, you know, evolve, and continue to succeed, is following my intuition. like really listening to where I'm guided, listening to the direction that feels good, that feels like the path of least resistance, that feels exciting, that feels fun, and continuing to flow with that, because it never has to feel like a push. It never has to feel like a struggle when we listen to that and when we trust that and we stay in that flow. Because our intuition is like our spidey senses connected to the big network. It knows things that we don't know. And so when we get the nudge to move on something, we don't know how the knock-on effect of that action is going to lead us to being able to be well-positioned, being able to be of service, being able to receive in ways that if we stay stuck and stagnant and frozen and in resistance, those opportunities will pass us by and we won't be well-positioned to receive those. So how to navigate the recession? Remember, in hindsight, the number of clients that are required for you to succeed in your business is so tiny when it comes to global population. When you reside in an abundance mindset, you see opportunities, you take action in a different way, and you close the gap between where you are now and the result that you desire, and listen to your intuition. Pay attention to where you're being guided. If you like are being invited to pivot or to innovate, pay attention to that. Be a leader. It's in times like this when the culture feels like it's contracting, it's the position of the leaders to lead to a better way, to lead to into expansion. So yes, sometimes it can feel like it's you against the world, or like you're the one that's delusional, right? So let this broadcast be your permission to be delusional. If it feels like everyone else around you is bought into a story of scarcity, please, permission, be the delusional one that is bought into a story of abundance. Be the one who shows them that abundance is possible now. And the only way to create that possibility for others is to embody that yourself. And the only way to embody that yourself starts with an abundance mindset, starts with commitment and follow through, and continuing to build your skill set. That's the only thing that, you know, is stopping you from closing that gap. So keep going, stay committed to your vision, stay committed to your desires and your dreams and your goals, believe that they are possible now, and go make loads of fucking money, even though there's a recession.
For more inspirational content, head over to my website, withsarahmack.com, and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.